Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is truly and mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And this is it. This is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day. In these days, in this day, we're going to see the Lord move. The closer, my pastor said, the closer we get to Christ's return, the closer we get to the kingdom of darkness. Why? Because the kingdom of darkness is more desperate. Satan is desperate. He's running out of time. God is not desperate. He's just doing what he always did. He's setting things up for his people to hear his voice so that they can believe and they'll be in his kingdom. Everything is set up to bless his people, to prove his people, and the Lord wants people who represent him to be like him. The more we are like him, the more revelation he gives us that we may represent him. The Lord don't want to introduce something new to the body of Christ through someone that's not like him. These are important facts to know. I learned them over the years. If you study Isaiah chapter 6, the Lord blinded the idolaters' eyes. Israel kept getting into idolatry. They had been consumed with it. They wouldn't let it go. And it was ahead of time before Christ came. He didn't want people that to represent him with eyes of idolatry. So he blinded their eyes, shut their ears so they couldn't hear, made their hearts fat that they couldn't receive his knowledge, to the point that when he came to his own received him not. Now anybody that reject the Lord, they will reject the opposite. They will receive what's opposite of the Lord. The Pharisees were looking for Jesus to come just like the Antichrist is going to come. And they're still blinded. Now, there's Jews that get saved in every generation, a remnant. And Isaiah ended chapter 6 and he gave us a number, 10%, a tenth. Would the remnant is 10% of every generation. The remnant is 10%. They're like the substance in an oak tree, makes the leaves come out in the spring. That remnant. Now, when it's time, I said oak tree. He said a teal tree, but I don't know. I'm not a horticulturist, but I know trees. I know some things about them. They come to life in the spring, see. And that tenth will always come to life. But the whole nation, their eyes will be open when the Antichrist go in that temple and proclaim himself to be God. Now, personally, the temple to me is useless. Why would you need a temple when you got Jesus Christ? It takes a form of idolatry to even begin to build a temple like that. We don't need it anymore. Nobody needs it like the Antichrist. So the temple to me, I'm not looking for a temple. I'm looking for my Savior. I don't need it. It's just a stage, he's going to use a holy temple that people built with good intentions to proclaim himself God. Nevertheless, I have the real Jesus. I'm on his side. I'm in the kingdom now. Now, I'm not, I'm in the kingdom already. There's a movement called Kingdom Now, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the kingdom of God is now. And I want my Jewish brothers and sisters, I want their eyes to be open. I want them to get saved. I desire for everybody to get saved. But they got to be willing. and they got to want it. And I understand that. The law set it up perfect. Ultimately, the law, well, he loves everybody. He's for everybody. He wants them to be saved. But they chose not to. Those that choose not to, they made a choice. And God has to deal with that choice. And we have to deal with people's choices. They're the people don't always make godly choices. And we love them. And we want the best for them. We warn them. We tell them about Jesus. They get mad. They get frustrated. They try to find excuses. Because their first love is somewhere else. But nevertheless, God is faithful. If one day the word penetrate their hard heart and they hear, they'll be able to live forever like us. Otherwise, we won't ever see them again. And that's a fact. But anything that's true, you have to remember this. When you're living, when you're following God, even things that are sorrowful, when people won't get saved, you still have peace because you're following the love of God, the holiness of God, and the wisdom of God. It's not wise to allow people in heaven that's not of God. In heaven, there are no thieves. They don't go to heaven. Fornicators don't go to heaven. Homosexuals don't go to heaven. Drug dealers don't go to heaven. Anybody that do wrong, they don't go to hell. Witches, warlocks, Illuminati people, they don't go to heaven. This is the closest they'll ever get to heaven. Adulterers definitely don't go to heaven. So they'll live here until they can't breathe anymore. And it's the justice of God to only allow people to heaven through Christ. As the people of God, we must respect this and understand it. And we have to be right ourselves. We have to be on in one accord with the Lord. That's what Jesus came to do, help us become on in one accord with God. Now, with that being said, I don't want to just do right so I can go to heaven. I want to do right because it's the right thing to do. That's sincerity. I don't want to do wrong. That's the point. And I know that the wrong things can seem attractive from many angles. And when wherever there's darkness, there could be a desire to do wrong. My desire is to eliminate the darkness that will make the wrong things attractive. I want all of my heart to be fully persuaded to obey and honor God. I want every part of my life to be worship. I don't want any reserves in my heart, period. I don't want allowances in my heart. Allowances is what you do and you don't realize that you're doing an offense or you're doing something that's not right or foolish, but you didn't do anything about it. Reserves is what you hold back from God on purpose. What you allow yourself to do on purpose. It's a choice of the will. I don't want confusion in my life. All these things can be driven out just like the Canaanites could have been driven out. You don't have to live with anything of the world. And it's so easy. Jesus put it this way. He said, if your eye be single, your whole body will be full of light. Every crack and crevice, everything will be full of light. You'll have the joy of the Lord on the inside. There'll be no darkness nowhere. We can be filled with the love of God. And that's the main key, the love of God. When I asked the Lord to teach me how to love His people, I grew exponentially as He taught me love principles. I wanted to please Him. That's all I really wanted. I didn't know what was going to happen next. Things are still happening from those prayers of old. A lot of things happen. It's the best choice I ever made besides receiving the Holy Spirit and receiving salvation. When the Lord taught me how to love, everything mounted up. I could learn so much faster and better. I can rely on the Lord so much easier. I can operate in faith much better than I did before. Now, I may not operate in faith as good as others, but I'm comparing to where I was, it's exponentially better. And when other people teach, I can receive it without animosity because I love them. I don't get jealous when somebody teaches something. I'm full of the Holy Ghost and joy when people say things I need. And I love to listen to them again. And I don't care who it is. I don't care how old they are. I don't care if they went to Bible college or not. If they can say it, I know that they've been with Jesus in order to say it. And I thank God for it. Sometimes people have a complex about that. They get offended when somebody speaks beyond their years. And when you really think about it, every preacher, and every prophet, every teacher, every one of us has spoken beyond our years. We have said things about the Holy Ghost that man didn't give us, just like Peter. When Peter recognized Jesus was the Son of God, we're all engrafted into the grace of God, into salvation. We all share the same grace and mercy. And we say things beyond our years. But some people still, even though they know all this, they get offended. If somebody say or do something that's beyond their years. Because people want to be chieftains. We can't all, that's not the point. We're a body. And the more you think like God, the more you think like a body. We honor God when we think like a body, and Christ is our head. So I don't despise when people do things beyond their year. That's our heritage. That's how it's supposed to be. And the next generation should do greater at earlier ages. You know, the next generation, they have more to work with. But what it took us years to learn, as we follow God, we're living it. And then we understand more of how to relay it to the next generations. And they'll mount up faster. Now, the next generation is anybody that gets saved. Even an old person can be the next generation. Because when they enter the kingdom of God, they're learning newness in life. They're like students at first. They're like babes and students, and they're learning. And they're making adjustments, just like Apostle Paul became, Pharisee Saul became Apostle Paul. He was trained one way, but he learned everything excellent, the correct way when he heard Stephen and when he met Jesus and when he was trained by the Holy Spirit. He was corrected and he became the next generation of the disciples. And what they learned before, he learned also. And he was trained as a Pharisee, so he learned to connect the dots. God gives us what we need. He took the best of the Pharisees and corrected it and gave us an apostle, sent him to the Gentiles, and gave us a strong advantage. And all the apostles did their jobs, and they did great things. See, some of them, they never did go to jail, so there was no reason for them to write a letter. They went and trained people. And they did some good, too. But their actions were not recorded. They were recorded, the whole world just don't have access to their recordings. But I thank God that God recorded what we needed. The Holy Spirit was, see, they were doing their job on their level. Peter wrote two books. John wrote four books. James wrote a book. Jude wrote a book. Apostle Paul wrote several books. And all of it works together. They were doing their job, and do you see the mind of the Holy Spirit, the order? He gave all, he brought all these books together and gave it to the generations. When all they used to have was letters. Their Bible was a letter, a page sometimes, one page sometimes, 10 pages or however many they wrote the scrolls on. And that's what they went by. And they heard the apostles teach and they had that. They wrote down things that they said. They wrote it in their hearts. While they were under attack from the idolatrous false brothers and false Jews. They were Jews by heritage, they were natural Jews, but in heart they were Gentiles. They were worse than the Gentiles because they rejected the knowledge of God. And people who reject the knowledge of God are worse than people who never knew God before. They went back to fear. They left faith and went back to fear. And now we got to go forward in the things of God. We got to understand what God is saying and doing. And we can do these things. We can live just like Jesus did. We can operate just like God does. You don't have to do what other people do. You just have to be obedient in your case. You have to be obedient to God yourself. And you have to love Him. And everything works. The more we follow God, the more we see what He's doing, the more we understand. And we are appropriate in Him. As we, if we're doing what He said, do understand that the Lord is using your efforts just like He did all the other apostles, and they didn't know it. In heaven, you're going to meet people and you're going to find out what other apostles were doing that were not recorded, that we don't have a record of. And they did things that was very foundational. And it blessed everybody. People are still alive because of their works. But as we go forward and as we live according to the Word of God, we learn and we grow and we see things in a greater way. The Lord wants to move in our lives. He wants us to know Him. He wants us to go forward. He wants us to see what He's doing. And I love the Lord our God. I love His will. I love His ways. I love His truth. And I want to know all that I can learn. I want to receive everything I can possibly learn from the Lord because it's wonderful. All that we do in our lives is important. When we obey the Lord our God and King, we can go forward, not backwards. And the Lord wants to do things in our lives. He wants to take us forward. But first, we have to live according to His Word. If we drive out the darkness and excel in the love of God, God is going to definitely do something in our lives because we become select, we become anointable. Everybody that loves God and trains in the Word of God, they become somebody He can count on, somebody He can use, somebody He can bless. And people have great potential and it won't be wasted. When I see people follow after the world, I know that they're wasting what God has given. And it's a tragedy. They're wasting their potential. They're wasting what God, the kingdom of God. They're wasting the kingdom of God when they ignore it. God has a place for them, and they throw it away. You know, in the natural, people won't usually throw away a property somebody gave them. A beautiful house and a yard and whatever they need, they just throw it away. I have heard of people that when their parents die, they are so lazy, they won't fix the house up. They just abandon it, go live somewhere else and never come back and sell it or anything. There are people that would do that. But that, the worst tragedy is when people don't get saved. You tell them about salvation, you tell them about heaven, and they just don't believe it. They don't want it. They love this world. They're trying to have a good time on their terms, never knowing what God has done for them. Never knowing what God has done for them. Never knowing what the cost was. Never appreciating Jesus Christ, our King. But now it's time for His return, and His return will happen. And I thank the Lord for that. And I know it's near. It could be today. What if this was the day? I got so many things I want to complete. But when it's time, and He knows. Nevertheless, I'm out of time. But He's not here. Continue to teach and bless you and give you His word. And I have to go to work. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.